Question. Why should you develop for Windows 7?
Question. Who starts their sentences with question?
Question. Who would like to buy a talking whiteboard? Cheap.
Question. Why don't we get back to what you were saying? We seem to have gotten off track.
One great reason to develop for Windows 7 is to take advantage of the new touch and multi-touch capabilities. These let users manipulate objects on the screen with their fingers instead of, or along with, a mouse and keyboard.
Great. Now there's a third way to discriminate against those of us who only have eyeballs.
For applications that run on mobile devices, touch is already common. Microsoft's research shows that users quickly get used to touch as a natural way to interact with their desktop or laptop computers as well.
As an added benefit, touching everything around you is a great way to make new friends.
Windows 7 has been designed for touch, and it doesn't just support standard one-finger touch. Now it can recognize multi-touch gestures, such as zoom, pinch, and rotate. There's also an on-screen keyboard for character input, and there are design changes to the interface, like larger icons in the taskbar, that make it easier for users to use touch.
I think this session should be called, Why Should I Buy Stock in Glass Cleaner?
Microsoft has already updated some applications that are part of Windows 7, like the Media Center and Internet Explorer 8, to support touch so that users can pan or scroll or zoom with their fingers. You can even finger paint in Paint.
Can you palm an ace in Solitaire?
No, but if you're a developer, you can easily enable multi-touch in your own software products. A lot of the basic touch functionality is free. You get it just by running your application on Windows 7. Events like click and right-click will just work with touch right out of the box. And so will some gestures like pan, zoom, and scroll.
Hey, does it support this gesture?
To make your app more touch-friendly, you'll want to make some minor changes, like making sure your buttons are large enough for a finger to click them without accidentally hitting something else. But as users become more used to touching their screen, and they will, they'll expect to be able to use your app the same way. So your investment in a simple interface change will be well worth it.
Or you can deliberately leave it out and see how long users will jab at the screen before they give up.
Of course, not all applications are appropriate for using touch. But if users of your product are consuming or viewing data or doing simple, quick inputs, not extensive keyboard work, then you ought to think about how users might like to manipulate your app with touch.
Manipulate your what?
Your app.
Oh, that's much less offensive than what I thought you said.
If there are useful gestures you want to add to make your app more touch-friendly, you can use Microsoft's APIs to override default behaviors and create new behaviors like horizontal scrolling. If you want to go even further, you can capture raw touch data, like the XY coordinates of a touch and gesture, and your application can respond any way you like to any input that can be captured. For example, Microsoft's partner, Infusion, has built a platform called FalconEye, which allows you to visualize business intelligence data on top of a virtual globe. Taking advantage of Windows 7 multi-touch, you can use natural gestures to navigate the globe. One finger allows you to pan, and two fingers allows you to zoom or rotate. Here, traffic data is visualized over the globe, giving us a sense of current traffic conditions. Of course, we can jump to a particular city, and once we're there, we can access traffic cameras to see exactly what we can expect. We can use the same globe with different data, in this case, police data, which shows icons representing the location of police reports. Clicking on an icon displays a card showing details about that particular report. Instead of getting information from an outside source, you may want to define your own visualizations, and of course, FalconEye supports that as well. Here, custom 3D models have been created that represent several buildings in Dubai. We can even use multi-touch gestures to zoom into and explore inside one of the buildings. Microsoft has created several demonstration multi-touch apps, a photo viewer, a mapping application, some games, and an interactive screensaver. Video demonstrations of these apps are available online, and they're available to OEMs for installation on their multi-touch hardware products.
OEM! OEM! It's a twister! It's a twister!
OEMs are original equipment manufacturers. Now, seeing how these products and others use multi-touch gestures in interesting and natural ways can inspire you to start thinking about new ways your customers could manipulate your application and let them enjoy the natural interaction of touch.
Too many jokes. Can't think straight.